This is the regional newscast for July 22nd. I'm Kate Redmond. Flash floods on Tuesday night in Poudre Canyon, northwest of Fort Collins, took the life of one person and at least two others are missing. More than an inch of rain fell in the Cameron Peak Burn Zone, washing debris into the Poudre River. A resident of the canyon described the storm as, quote, fairly typical rain prior to the flooding, and the collapse of muddy banks came as a surprise. The Colorado Sun reports debris from the mudslide destroyed at least five structures and damaged the road. A car was also swept into the river. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office has closed the canyon while they clear the debris and check the structural integrity of the bridges. The Colorado Sun reports debris and mud also spilled onto Interstate 70 in Glenwood Canyon, stopping traffic once again on Tuesday night. The highway remained closed Wednesday, according to CDOT, as crews worked to clear five slides. Vehicle and recreational traffic through the canyon has been shut down multiple times in the past month when mud slid from the Grizzly Creek burn scar or when weather conditions suggested slides might be possible. Travelers are encouraged to check cotrip.org for updates. A number of retail marijuana stores, as well as the distance they must be from schools and parks, was up for discussion Monday at the Grand Junction City Council's workshop. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the council reviewed a number of different maps showing options for buffering distances from certain uses, as well as buffering between marijuana retail stores. Those buffers range from 500 to 1,000 feet around schools, city parks, and rehab facilities. Another idea for limiting the number of retail marijuana stores is to put a cap on individual stores allowed in one district within the city. The council also discussed where to set the marijuana sales tax rate. Voters authorized a special tax on marijuana sales between 5 and 10%. And those are the headlines. Top federal water officials say they're trying to find new ways to help the West adapt to droughts made worse by climate change. In a virtual program on Tuesday, Interior Department officials said they're ready to spend millions on financial relief for farmers and ranchers and to build new infrastructure. Luke Runyon has more.
As part of a virtual program on the ongoing drought, Interior Department officials said they're working to spend millions in relief for farmers and ranchers on science and research and new infrastructure. Camille Camlin-Tootin is the Deputy Commissioner for the Bureau of Reclamation.
We are looking at new water supplies and infrastructure projects, new storage water projects where it's appropriate, groundwater recharge projects, increased access to reliable sources of water, and water reuse projects.
More than 56% of the western U.S. is in extreme drought or worse. Records continue to be broken this year for high temperatures and dry conditions. I'm Luke Runyon.
The proposal for the creation of a civilian climate corps is moving forward in both chambers of Congress. On Tuesday, 80 congressional representatives signed onto a letter urging the inclusion of the CCC in legislation to determine next year's national budget. KGNU's Shannon Young has more.
The Civilian Climate Corps calls for a New Deal-style jobs program to combat the climate crisis. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says it draws on the history of the New Deal, as well as the modern-day structure of AmeriCorps.
As our nation was coming out of the Great Depression, President Roosevelt created the WPA and the first CCC. And these created opportunities, pathways to tackle urgent needs in our society and country at that point in time. So too now, as we begin to come out of the COVID pandemic, we can turn to an existing, trusted, nationwide platform for us to make real the bold vision of the CCC, the new Civilian Climate Corps. The platform I'm talking about is AmeriCorps, 25 years old, currently serving in every single state and territory in our country, with 75,000 AmeriCorps members who've responded to the pandemic, who've helped respond to hunger and to joblessness, to the opioid crisis, and to other challenges facing our country.
One of the CCC's biggest proponents in Congress has been Joe Neguse of Colorado's 2nd District. He wants to take what worked from the original New Deal era model while correcting its deliberate exclusion of women and people of color.
One of the original Civilian Conservation Corps camps is in my district in Colorado. I had a chance to tour it not that long ago. It's not lost on me that someone who looks like me wouldn't necessarily have been able to participate in the program of the 1930s, which excluded a vast majority of our society. And I think the focus on equity and equality and the focus, I think, that permeates all of our different proposals to try to recruit minorities and women and a broad spectrum of Americans into this program is what makes this so exciting.
Raging wildfires across the West underscore the urgency of land stewardship. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon says that if the Civilian Climate Corps existed today, its members could get to work immediately to clear out the wreckage of past wildfires, which currently pose risks.
Now, today in Oregon, there are millions of acres of dead materials in our forest that are a magnet for catastrophic fire. It is the same thing in Colorado. It's the same thing all over the West. These are dangerous, unnaturally thick fuels. And if we go in there and clear them out, we can protect our communities. So it's a four-alarm fire, literally and figuratively, and we want, with this important bill and the great partners that we have in it, we want the federal government to be much more aggressive about fire prevention. They can do it now. That's what this bill does.
Unlike its predecessor, the proposal for the modern CCC includes plans for urban residents as well.
People from communities like mine in the South Bronx do not enter AmeriCorps not because they don't want to serve, but because they can't afford to serve.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says around half of the 1.5 million jobs the program aims to create will be for city dwellers.
That is how we're going to combat this and combat it together. 50% of our funding is going to making sure that this is not just going to our national parks and funding Climate Corps members to our national parks, but in urban communities as well to face environmental injustices. And so we're not just having half of that investment going to underserved communities, but recruiting people from underserved communities in order to serve and restore our land. And so I cannot be, you know, more thankful to have so many partners in this endeavor to ensure that we restore and truly revitalize our programs and spirit of public service, because young people want this work. It is not just dignified, it is not just productive, but it is purposeful and meaningful.
The representatives speaking at Tuesday's press conference seemed confident the Civilian Climate Corps measure would pass within the budget reconciliation bill. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez said it wasn't a matter of if, but how. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition and KGNU, I'm Shannon Young.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Kate Redmond.